Stunning wildlife photography, Indian chintz textiles, migration journeys of Chinese Canadians and the music of resistance and change are among new exhibits coming to the Royal British Columbia Museum in 2025. Tracy Drake, chief executive of the Royal British Columbia Museum, says this year's exhibits span space and time, from 13th century India to 18th century Hong Kong, and from the natural world to the supernatural realm of music superstars. The museum has also recently reopened some old favorites on the third floor. The HMS Discovery Ship replica, the gold mining water wheel, and the cannery displays are back with new interpretive panels providing context. The third floor galleries were closed late in 2021 to decolonize exhibits, sharply reducing the number of visitors to the museum. The following year, then-Premier John Horgan said the museum would be closed for 8 years while a new building was constructed at a cost of $789 million, triggering a public outcry about the cost and long closing that ultimately saw that plan cancelled. The popular Old Town exhibit reopened in the summer of 2023 after being closed for about 18 months, with updated signs and smaller, reworked exhibition space. A new display, Forgotten Landscapes, is now in the Human History Galleries, showcasing long-lost landscape paintings from the early 1900s uncovered in May 2023 by the museum's exhibition team. A limited area of the First People's Gallery, the Longhouse, continues to be open, along with the Living Languages display, as the museum works with Indigenous communities to redevelop the remaining space. This work requires significant thought and attention and will take time as we work alongside our important community partners, the museum said in a statement. Over time, new stories and previously untold perspectives will be respectfully added, engaging visitors with the rich histories of BC. Wildlife Photographer of the Year. February 14 to April 27, 2025. Wildlife Photographer of the Year is back with a fresh look at landscapes and wildlife. This year, the grand prize adult winner is Nanaimo-based photojournalist Shane Gross, whose photo The Swarm of Life depicts western-toed tadpoles swimming in the sunlight beneath lily pads in a lake near Campbell River. Gross's image was selected from 59,228 entries from 117 countries and territories by the UK's Natural History Museum. He captured the winning photo while snorkeling through floating aquatic plants in Cedar Lake, carefully positioning himself near the bottom without disturbing the silt and algae. John E. Marriott of Canmore, Alta, was the only other Canadian winner. His photo of a family of lynx in the Yukon won the animal portraits category. Alexis Tinkert Savalis of Germany won the Young Wildlife Photographer of the Year award with Life Under Dead Wood, a portrait of a tiny springtail insect on a slime mold. Odysseys and Migration. April 18, 2025, to May 3, 2026. Developed by the Chinese Canadian Museum, Odysseys and Migration recounts unique migration journeys that have shaped the Chinese Canadian experiences and identities. From the 18th century to present day, from Hong Kong to Vancouver to South Africa and Singapore, Odysseys and Migration follows the global spread of the Chinese population and the integral role they play in Canada. Global Threads: The Art and Fashion of Indian Chintz. March 28 to September 28, 2025, featuring 80 objects spanning 10 centuries and 4 continents, this exhibit from the Royal Ontario Museum looks at the impact of India's painted and printed cottons on art, science, and fashion. Over several centuries, Indian artisans perfected complex methods for producing dyes and mordants to create painted and printed cloth in a spectrum of fade-resistant colors, according to the Royal Ontario Museum. Starting in the 17th century, these often brilliant and intricately designed textiles became known as chintz, and consumers worldwide were captivated by the lavish fabric. In addition to displaying a wide range of chintz textiles made in India for various international markets, the exhibition includes a selection of European and American dress and furnishing textiles inspired by the fabrics. It also highlights contemporary Indian chintz artists who continue to advance the art form. Beyond the Beat, Music of Resistance and Change, May 30, 2025, to January 25, 2026. These exhibits from the Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg chronicle how music has shaped the course of history and inspired social change. With artifacts ranging from Neil Young's harmonica to masks worn by Snotty Nose Rez Kids through to Tegan and Sarah and Public Enemy's Chuck D, the exhibition showcases music as a catalyst for social and political change with historical and contemporary examples. Rhythms, melodies and lyrics move us, to tears, to dance or to rise up against injustice, says the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. Visitors will be able to see legendary instruments and stage outfits, and interact with music and video exhibits. Decloister at timescolonist.com.